to episode 6, also known as episode 106.
All right.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding. I wrote a story today.
You did what?
Because the children were writing stories and they were getting on, so I thought I'd write a story.
What do you write?
I don't have it, so that doesn't help. It's about the teachers lose the year one students. And then one of the other teachers was like, "That's actually quite terrifying." Obviously, the kids thought it was funny.
What?
It was like, it all started when none of the year one students came to class. Mm. All of the year two students were there, etc., etc. And then there's a bit where I have to call a parent, and they're like, "You've lost my child."
Wait, do you mean like at the start of school or at the end of school, in the middle?
Can I put your pajamas on? These are not your pajamas.
These are my pajamas.
Okay, then get
Dad.
Please.
Dad, when you say they didn't come to class, do you mean in the
morning? So in the story, it turns out that they came to school and then they disappeared between arriving at school and getting to the classroom. I need to finish it tomorrow.
What's the ending going to be like? Tell me.
I haven't decided yet. I'll show you the story if you come in tomorrow. You mo.
Okay.
Thank you. Do you want to talk about your Kindle?
My Kindle has a case that looks like ancient Rome. And I like it.
Why did we get you a Kindle?
Taobao, obviously.
No, but why?
Because I want to read.
Yeah.
And also because I want one, so.
To read.
Yeah,
I obviously. Woke up this morning and you were sat on the sofa reading in the dark with your Kindle.
By the way, at school, I was like, I showed them my Kindle and they're like, "It's an iPad!"
It's not an
and I'm
iPad.
Like, "It's not an iPad." I didn't get in trouble.
Kindle was an iPad?
It looks like an iPad, okay? It had a screen.
So what are you reading at the moment?
What?
What book are you reading at the moment?
Awful Auntie.
By David Walliams.
Yeah. Just finished Demon Dances. It was terrifying.
Properly terrifying, or terrifying in a good way?
Yeah, terrifying in a good way.
Is Awful Auntie terrifying as well?
No.
What are you going to read after that?
Bad Dad.
You're just going to read David Walliams books?
I just want long books.
Sit up, so you're closer. What else? What else has happened since
we've changed our reading group? I'm still in the highest group, yeah. Adrian's joined. David and LG moved down, obviously, because of their behaviour. And I was surprised that David was crying because he moved down a level.
Huh. Which teacher do you have?
Well, not sure. We did a comprehension today about India. I really enjoyed it. I also moved up.
Boom.
But I also moved down for accidentally running in the class.
What? Pardon? Say that bit again, the bit that you just whispered.
Nope.
You moved down for?
Running in the classroom.
Running in the classroom. Were you running in the classroom?
I had to rush my work, alright?
So, there was an excuse.
There's always an excuse to everything I do.
Bu-yen-tien, bu-yo-ren.
That was one time. Wait, can we do, we listen to what you do? One time at night, when I still slept with Emo, we were playing iPad and we had a book under the bed too. So when you came, we were secretly playing books, reading books, but we spent the whole time playing iPad. Don't tell about the mom.
Well, you told me. Is it not bad to tell me? It's just bad to tell mom.
What do you think we listen to and we don't judge means? It was my idea.
Right. Anything else?
But you still got angry, which surprised me. Let me think.
3 days of school this week.
Yay! Yeah! Yeah!
What else?
This Monday we had awards, but I haven't won an awards in 3 weeks.
So. 3 weeks? I mean, there's a lot of kids.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe you could talk to the student council about it.
Why?
I don't know.
What are they going to do?
And you could pick someone.
I'm just going to pick myself, obviously.
Well, yeah, you wouldn't. That wouldn't be okay. Right, we get to 5 minutes. Should we stop or do you want to keep going?
Keep going.
We booked our flights to Mauritius.
Already there's...
What are you looking forward to about... 9 weeks. What are you looking forward to about going to Mauritius?
Swimming pool. The food.
What food are you thinking you're looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to...
You don't remember last... What?
I have no idea.
Rice.
Just interested in food.
And the beaches.
Yeah.
Just mostly the swimming pool.
From knowing that I'm a quarter Mauritian, which I found out when I was 7. After I thought about it in the world map, in year 4 I found out Mauritius was in Africa, so I'm a quarter African. That's half African.
You're a quarter Asian. No. A half Asian. Half
I'm from
quarter
three
European.
Continents.
You're from three different continents. That's interesting. How could you be from a quarter of each? Yeah, that would be. It would mean your mum's parents would have to be two different countries for that to work, right?
Yeah.
And then you'd be a quarter of each. That would be interesting.
But still, there's three countries that are a part of me.
Hmm.
I mean. Continent.
How do you feel about that?
That means I'm quarter the same place as Tasman. She's also kind. I don't know how much African, but
she's South African. Yeah. Her daddy's South African, isn't she?
What else? The teacher said we were gonna change reading books on Monday, but they didn't. No homework this week, baby.
OMG. No homework this week.
Well, yeah, I still had homework, but...
Always.
Yes, always.
You know how much our family loves homework. Right, Yuma?
Hate. We hate
homework. Right, we're going now.
No! Bye, guys.